Direct County is coming out of the state.
Boswell?
Yep.
About 140 or something like that.
Which one is that?
Got this one. Here, Pat, you sit with here. Mark, you sit here. Just the rest of them, sir. Get it down. Aye. He's looking at my, he gets our, starts it back. Look right at the bus, so it's going to win.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, I had two purposes to student here today. One, the obvious one, but important to summer here is, as you know, we, it's important, it's been indicated of the fact that I've tried to implement a program for getting it down the hill. You're working on it now.
Trying to the AM.
Being able to, you're working at the.
Well, we talked about it, get out there.
And it's a question of transferring their manpower to get it done, but.
Yeah.
They seem to think they're going to be able.
Well, they don't have to really do it quite the same way we do or as well. But the main thing is to have congressmen and senators to be reading something other than the Washington Post and the New York Times and even Star for that matter every day and thinking that's the news and also looking only at some channels and not all. And then waiting 3 or 4 days to hear from their daily papers at home. And it, not that it's, not that the national is, it is going to be totally reassuring, but at least give some balance. I think it's good for us.
We have had a little trouble with the Post reporting that latest Gallup poll on the youth survey.
Didn't they report it?
Oh, they haven't reported it yet. I have to run. They had a story in there today on the op-ed page that reported that the government had this tremendous potential among the youth vote, and was just sort of conspicuous by the fact that they hadn't reported the latest data. But we're about to get it tomorrow.
That's the strategy, you know, I suppose somebody will get after them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a, it's really an enormous job. Who all did this, the group that does it in the morning.
Right, they sort of, some of them come in the morning, some of
them come in the night. What time do you come in, you work morning and night, and they're expecting to get it all done.
Yes, sir, pretty much.
It's a fantastic job, it really is. I think that at this point, and maybe that you and Mort will have to add somebody for this purpose, and I'm not going to describe. At this point, I think that for the purposes of the campaign, we need to get a weekly rundown on, like, the Efren analysis of not paper by paper, network by network, or something like that. But just generally speaking, I would say television. In other words, that you could say, taking a scale of 10, it's 9. seen was that the Buskus colony had seen the Peninsula. I thought one of the most shocking damn things that they had ever seen was that the lead editorial on the colony, where they were practically responsible for the African slave labor in Europe.
That was an ad, and this was a straight news report.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched it. think that anybody that wrote such a feature, you might say, why don't you ever write such a feature? Can you tell us one? You know? I mean, for example, I noticed the Star was picking up a book, one of these pub books. Well, I haven't had many pub books. I read maybe one. But I've never read one they ever carried. You know what I mean? You know, maybe it was kidding, but it wasn't a pub book. I mean, it was a balance thing, and it didn't come during the election.
Right.
Okay.
Right.